Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And here we are, back and away for hour number two today. Hey, that rhymed. How about that? Dr. Seuss, Cat in the Hat. Maybe I'll be an author here pretty soon. 17 minutes past the hour, Wednesday, June the 17th, 2020, and we were talking sociology in hour number one. What makes a person, and why are they the person that they have become? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have any thoughts on this? I think it's highly fascinating to me. If it's not highly fascinating to you, I'm sorry, but I think people are endlessly fascinating. And I don't know why they do the things they do. People are up and down, too. It's funny. You catch somebody one moment, and they are way up, and then you catch them the next moment, and they are way down. And you never know why. You never know what's going on. But you deal with it. That's how you get through life. You know, I think one of the most important things, too, and I wanted to mention this last hour, was when we were talking with the caller about telling somebody that, hey, I understand why you feel the way you do. I get it. I just don't necessarily feel that way. I think the other part of that is that sometimes, and I'm not saying this happens all the time, but sometimes you really have to tell people why it's important that they're in your life. And I mentioned that a little bit. But I think sometimes you really have to tell them. I think you have to say, hey, you know, it's great that you're in my life. I love that you're there because you possess all these very interesting traits. Because I think if you take people for granted long enough, eventually you will cause a rift that will be there forever. You've got to be honest with people. It's not good to keep things bottled up. If things are great, great. Nobody's going to critique somebody who's having a great time in life. But if things aren't great, you got to tell people things aren't great. It's not rocket science. Let's put it that way. So that's an interesting thing that we have talked about this morning. But, you know, I've learned over time, to be honest with you, that you cannot, and this is a hard one because it takes a long time to learn this, you think you can change people, but you can't. You can't change people. Now, sometimes they can do some work on themselves, but you trying to get them to change, that is never going to work because you're trying to get them to change to be what you want them to be. And maybe they don't want to be what you want them to be. So that is a losing battle every time. This is why I don't go to weddings. Because I think I sit at the wedding and I think, uh-oh, this is not going to end well. But I will say, there have been weddings I have been to where I thought, this is going to work out perfectly. These two are suited to be together. This is going to work. And, you know, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. But boy, the ones you go to where you know there's something wrong, where you know there's a lot of either hostility, anxiety, something going around, uneasiness, you say, well, okay, I give that a little bit of time. People don't want to get divorced right away because that looks kind of bad, especially if you've planned out a wedding. And a lot of people will then start having the babies because, of course, that will fix the problem. It's just one big therapy session here this morning. What else did I want to talk about this morning? Okay, we got through all that. Oh, here's, you know, boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, you open up Facebook in the morning and you learn all kinds of things. Apparently last night, the Christopher Columbus statue on Columbus State College was vandalized. Now, the school officials, I guess, are going to remove this statue on Tuesday, regardless. Why it was vandalized last night, I'm not really sure. It's going to go away on Tuesday. But there's a whole movement now. We've all heard of it, about renaming Columbus. There's a hashtag on Twitter now, hashtag rename Columbus. I don't know. Again, this is one of those situations where I've got to look and I've got to say, okay, why do people feel this way? What is going on in the country? What is the feeling out there? And how can we come to some kind of happy solution? I don't know that you should be vandalizing anything. I just don't. If it's somebody else's property, I'm not really sure that people should be vandalizing it. But I'm not sure what kind of figure Columbus is being. Now, here's the connection I can't understand. Okay, the city, I guess, is named after Christopher Columbus. Okay. But there are a lot of cities named after a lot of things. And I don't know if it's practical to change the name of a city at this point. I don't know if the city's name is all that... do people even know who go to Columbus? Do people who live there know? Do people know all about Christopher Columbus and the good and bad things that he did? I don't know. I just don't know if that's practical. You know, there are probably streets named for people. There are cities named for people. There are towns named for people. There are all kinds of things named for people who probably were not very good people in their life. And I don't know if changing the name is going to fix those problems. You know, it used to be you can't unding that bell. You can't unding that bell. I do understand the philosophy that we shouldn't honor people who do awful things, but I just don't know in this particular case if that's what we're doing. I don't know if we're honoring Christopher Columbus anymore. So much has come out about him, and we've learned so much over the years, and I think they've taken him pretty much out of the history books as they were written in past history. I don't know if we need to change. I just don't know. That really is up in the air. Does anybody have any thought on this? Because obviously we're vandalizing statues now to change the name of Christopher Columbus. What's the feeling? Or change the name of Columbus in general. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you think we should change the name of Columbus because Christopher Columbus was a little bit... Had a past that maybe we did not know of heretofore, or maybe just did not pay attention to heretofore. Should the city be renamed? What do you think? 740-383-9944. It's got a whole movement now behind it. So, I mean, there is a chance it could happen. It wouldn't shock me if it happened. I think it's probably not going to happen. It would be a big mess with maps and GPSs and people's addresses and businesses and things that are named after Columbus that are just in Columbus, Ohio, and were named that way because they were just named after the city. See, that's one of the big issues. I don't think that a lot of the things in Columbus were named after Christopher Columbus. I think they were named after the city. I don't think people were trying to honor anybody, and I don't know if anybody looks at the city of Columbus and says, wow, that's an honor for Christopher Columbus. I just don't know if that's going on or not. I don't think we should honor somebody who's done awful things, but I don't know if that's what the city of Columbus if that's what that's all about. So do you have a feeling on that? Should we rename the city of Columbus? 740-383-9944. You can join the hashtag movement, I guess, that has started on Twitter and Facebook and a whole lot of other places. And as I say, they vandalized the statue last night at Columbus State University. So here we go, off and running on another issue. And we'll see what happens, I guess. It's an interesting time. It's an interesting time to live. But again, if you have an opinion, we'd love to hear your opinion, and maybe this is an opinion coming down the tracks right now. Go ahead, caller.
Is that all people have to do is run around tearing up other people's things and acting like a damn fool?
Well, it's an interesting thing because, you know, the school announced they were removing the statue on Tuesday, and it's fascinating because clearly now there are academic bodies in Columbus, certainly that at Columbus State University, that feel that that statue should not be there. So, you know, that they went in and vandalized it, I don't know that that's going to end up being a big deal since they're pulling it out in less than a week anyway. But yeah. I don't know what it proved, I guess. I don't know what it did.
It didn't really prove anything. They wouldn't like it if someone tore up theirs, you know, equipment or house or whatever.
Right, and it's interesting because I don't even know if the school will be angry about this because they're having the statue removed next week anyway.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I just had a thought.
Well, no, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate the opinion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, sir.
And the phone lines are always open for you as well, 740-383-9944. I don't know. I really don't know. Like the caller said, you don't want to vandalize other people's stuff. But they are getting rid of this statue, and I'm not even... Is it just going in a dumpster on Tuesday? I don't know. And the school, I mean, when you think about it, it's named Columbus State. So, I'm not sure. I really don't know. When the Confederate statues were coming down, I don't... It's complicated. It's one of those things, again, where we're just going to have to understand how both sides feel about this. Because clearly there is going to be no happy medium in the middle here. So we're just going to have to understand how each side feels and kind of go from there. But if you have an opinion, give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here we are, 29 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Now, the other big story of the morning, not a Columbus, Ohio story, but a national story, but still in the same vein of what we're talking about now, I think it's after 130 years, Aunt Jemima pancake mix and Aunt Jemima syrup will no longer feature Aunt Jemima, and the name will be going away. It will not be called Aunt Jemima anymore. The company feels that that is not a good name and a good representation. So the Aunt Jemima baking mix and the Aunt Jemima syrup, which has been around for 130 years, will be going away. Quaker Oats announced this, I think today or yesterday. So there'll be a new name and a new image. Now, this is a more complicated one because this is private business. So the Quaker Oats company has decided to do this. This is not private companies doing something. So I hope that does not get lost in the shuffle on this story because I understand it's becoming a race story. And that's exactly what it's becoming. And yes, part of it is about race because the portrayal of Aunt Jemima and the name Aunt Jemima is not pleasant for a lot of people. But in the bottom line, it probably became more of a financial decision that people were not going to buy it, that people were not going to be very happy with it. And the company, Quaker Oats, decided to change it. So I think in this particular case, if you're going to be angry at that, I think you've got to be angry at Quaker Oats. I don't know that being... I don't they're the ones who have made that decision. Now, I understand the knee-jerk reaction will be to be mad at protesters and things like that, and maybe that drove the change, but ultimately Quaker Oats did have the final decision. It was their product. They could either keep it or dump it, and they've decided to dump it. Now, are they dumping it because this publicity is, I mean, it's everywhere this morning on Facebook in the news that Aunt Jemima's going away. Now, is it giving them a lot of good publicity? How well was Aunt Jemima selling before all of this? I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? We'll leave the phone lines open on that one for a second. 740-383-9944. It's a fascinating subject. And I know people get very upset about that stuff, changing those things. They do. They get very upset. Why bother this? Why change this? Why do that? You know, and that's understandable too. We've got to understand that side of it. But hopefully we can deal with this in a calm way. You know, ultimately, it really is just syrup and pancake mix. That's all it is. It's not really exactly vaccines here at this point. But that does tick people off, and it becomes some kind of representation and symbolism for a changing society, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what these changes are going to do, and I don't know. I think ultimately everything comes down to the almighty dollar in the end. I can guarantee you if Quaker Oats believed that they were going to sell a lot of Aunt Jemima pancakes and they were going to sell a lot of Aunt Jemima syrup, they would not have made this change. I just, you know, as much as I would like to believe that the people at Quaker Oats just had a very high moralistic fiber and decided, hey, that's why we're going to change this, I can't imagine that's what really happened. Maybe it did. Maybe it did. I won't be cynical in that. But I don't necessarily think that is what happened. But you can let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, it's interesting because I know I will have these conversations with other people. And it's interesting to have them with other people because that's where you really have to start understanding the other opinion. And sometimes you agree with it and sometimes you don't. But hopefully you can understand it either way. And sometimes you agree with it and they agree with it, but you agree for two totally different reasons. Like, my guess is, I don't, you know, whether they changed it or don't change it, to me, that's their decision. But I'm just guessing it was more financial than anything else. And again, maybe that's my cynical nature in this particular situation, but I'm guessing it was more of a financial decision than anything else. So do you have any thoughts on the Christopher Columbus statue at Columbus State being vandalized last night, or changing the name of the city of Columbus, or Aunt Jemima pancakes and syrup no longer being sold after 130 years? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know what would be interesting? If somebody went and bought a box of, maybe I'll have to do this today. I don't know if it's still in the stores or not. I would think it still is, of Aunt Jemima syrup and pancakes. Because I would like to look. I haven't looked at it for a long time. I'm not a big pancake person. I would like to look at that box and that syrup and see what is highly objectionable. And I would also be interested to know if it's still in the stores right now, as far as, are people buying it up because they know it's going to go away, or is it selling heavy anyway? You know, I don't know. Does anybody know the answers to any of these things? 740-383-9944. By the way, I passed by Dunkin' Donuts yesterday on Mount Vernon Avenue, and they've got the sign up. The sign is on the building, so Dunkin' Donuts will be coming very, very soon. And that's going to be a lot of fun for a lot of people. I know people love their coffee, and I don't know what it is about Dunkin' Donuts coffee. We talked about this at one point. What is it about Dunkin' Donuts coffee that is so good? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is so good about Dunkin' Donuts coffee? The sign is up. It's coming quick. It's going to be exciting. Now, I'm getting a thing here. What about Mrs. Butterworth? Well, is Mrs. Butterworth in representation of something bad? Maybe we'll see the end of Mrs. Butterworth. Who knows? I don't know. I thought Mrs. Butterworth was like a pancake woman. Maybe there's more to it. I don't know. I just don't know some days. It's just one of those things. I thought Mrs. Butterworth was like a waitress. That's what I thought Mrs. Butterworth was. Like a pancake-making waitress. Maybe I'm wrong. Does anybody know what Mrs. Butterworth is all about? What that character is supposed to be in representation of? I've never heard. 740-383-9944. Remember, we are going to be on the air after this show this morning. Glenn Coble comes in. I will stick along with Glenn this morning on the air program from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then Glenn Coble's show, A Progressive Life, will be on from 12 to 1. And then we will have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4 to 5, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 to 7 here tonight on WWGH Radio. Does anybody know about Dunkin' Donuts coffee? Do you want to say anything about Aunt Jemima leaving the food shelves very soon? Or do you want to go back to our topic earlier on of sociology and do people really change? I don't know if they do or not. Some people are a little phony. I hate to say this. Some people say they care, but do they really care? I really don't know. I'm not really sure. I think sometimes they act like they care, and then sometimes I think they act like they're indifferent. So, yeah, I guess you just take it day to day. Are they caring today, or are they indifferent today? Usually in the end, you can figure it out, though. It's not all that hard to figure out. You know, trash bags and computer paper. Oh, here we go. Here's an opinion, and I'll come back to trash bags and computer paper momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, I think it's all history, and you're not ever going to change history. I'm 90 years old. I'm white. I like Mrs. Butterworth. I like the products. I like Columbus. So I don't understand why people get wound so tight about all that sort of thing.
Well, it's interesting to me because I look at the statue of Columbus at Columbus State, and I look at the Aunt Jemima product, and it's not, you know, the companies and the colleges are making these decisions, and I can't imagine that they would be making these decisions if they felt that I think there has to be money at the bottom of it.
Well, I suppose so, but I think it's all ridiculous. A lot more important things to do.
I think you're right. There is certainly a lot of interesting stuff going on in the world, but hey, I thank you for your opinion.
Okay, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And it's just that easy to give your opinion, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know this sparks a lot of outrage in people, and I can understand that. You know, again, that's understanding why people feel the way they do feel. But in this particular case, I just have to look at what's going on. Why would Columbus State, which is named Columbus State, remove the Christopher Columbus statue if they thought it was going to hurt them in the long run? Why would Quaker Oats do away with the Aunt Jemima products if they felt that it was going to benefit them in the long run? I'm just not sure they would. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, the sociology of everything this morning is kind of fascinating, and maybe we'll talk more with Glenn Coble about that as the 10 o'clock hour approaches here this morning on WWGH Radio. You won't want to go anywhere. But trash bags and paper. Somehow last week after the anniversary party, we ran out of trash bags here. And, you know, we keep them under the cabinet. So I did not realize that we were out of trash bags until I came in this morning. So now, the trash cans runneth over, as they say. So I need to get some trash bags. You know, the big dark trash bags, the big heavy-duty trash bags that we take down to the dumpster. I'm going to have to get some trash bags because apparently now I'm out of trash bags. And computer paper. I've got a printer up here that works perfectly now, but somehow I ran out of computer paper, so I don't have any copy paper to jam through the thing. I can't print anything off, and I keep forgetting to buy it. I keep forgetting to buy the computer paper, and I didn't realize we were out of trash bags. So I'm going to have to go get some trash bags. I'm going to have to go get some computer paper. It's going to be one of the... Why do you forget little things like this? I forget them all the time. I guess it's because once I'm out of here for the day, it doesn't cross my mind again. But that's just one of those things as well. Maybe if I actually took this note that I wrote down here to remember to talk to this with you about and took it home, I would remember trash bags and copy paper. Okay. Well, we got through that today. Interesting stuff. I don't know. To me, sociology is fascinating. And I also think sometimes people overstate their importance. Have you ever ran into somebody who maybe thought they were a little more important than they were? Giving somebody compliments is one thing. I think we try to... I am a big complimenter. And I mean my compliments. They're not phony. But I want people to know that I think they're great. If I think you're great, I want you to know it. If I think you're not great, I want you to know that too. But I think sometimes because there are compliments, and maybe that's not the norm, I think people think that... Maybe they are, I don't know, a little more important than they are, I guess. Certain people. Not all people, because there are some people that are very important. But some others, you know, it's all attitude, I think. I think if somebody has a bad attitude towards you, or kind of like an indifferent attitude, I think eventually you think, okay, well, that's fine. You can be indifferent, you can be angry, you can do all that sort of thing, but I still think you're great, I still think you're cool, but it does weigh on your overall opinion, as it would go. I'm getting, you know what, I keep getting this story, and I cannot tell this story, and it's true, but can't talk about it. One of those things you can't talk about. That's just the way it goes. Okay. I said I was going to have some trivia this morning, so I feel that I should have one trivia question. Now, I'm only doing this trivia question, well, I can't really tell you, but it's for two reasons. Once you get the answer, I can tell you what the answer is. Okay. We used to do song lyrics on this show, where I would give you a song lyric and then you would have to say the next song lyric. Well, that's not what this is, but I'm going to give you a song lyric. And here are the three answers that I need. You don't have to give me all three, but, you know, people can give different answers. Who sings this song? What is the name of the song? And what movie is this song from? So here are the three answers I need for this song. Who sang it? What is the name of it? And what movie is it from? So, here's the lyric. I'm going to give you the lyric. Don't take money, don't take fame, Don't need no credit card to ride this train. Does anybody know that? Do you know the song? Do you know the movie? Or do you know who performs that? Do you know the performer of that song? Do you know the name of that song? Or do you know what movie that is from? And you don't have to answer all three questions at once. You can call in and answer any part of that question. It's a three-part question. But if you know all three answers, you can give those two. Or just two. Now remember, the lyric is, don't need money, don't take fame, don't need no credit card to ride this train. Well, somebody knows something. That's for sure. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Huey Lewis, Back to the Future, Power of Love.
Boy, you got the trifecta there.
Yeah.
Is that one of your favorites?
Oh, no. But I do listen to a lot of 80s music. Usually whenever you guys walk through it, I flip it over to the 80s, and that's what I rock out to for the rest of the day.
Isn't that a great song?
Yeah. I like the 80s, just in general, the 80s music.
You know, I recently heard something on that song that, they went to Huey Lewis and said, can you give us a movie for the soundtrack of Back to the Future? And Huey Lewis said, I don't want to write a song called Back to the Future. So that song was not really written for the movie. It was just a song he was working on that the people who were at the movie liked so much that they made it their signature song.
Hot diggity.
Hey, thank you for the trifecta.
Oh, sure.
Thank you. That was it. The song is Power of Love. The movie is Back to the Future. And the performer is Huey Lewis. So how about that? It's a very good... I'm getting word that I'll like the whole soundtrack if I listen to the whole soundtrack. That's a very good song. And again, the lyric was, don't take money, don't take fame, don't need no credit card to ride this train. And I don't know if people associate that with Back to the Future, but the reason I brought that particular song up was Back to the Future is playing at the Mansfield Drive-In right now, and Huey Lewis was from Marion. So there you go. That has a lot of ties in. And this morning, we're talking about the power of love. So it all works in. You know, I don't think I love anybody. There's a confession right on the air. I need to, if there's like an anonymous for that, that's where I need to go. You know, they have Alcoholics Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous. I would need to go to Love Anonymous because I just, no. This is an old term. I think it gives me the creeps. Something about it just gives me the creeps. All right. I wanted to do some trivia today on ice cream. Because here we are sliding into, I'm making somebody laugh out there this morning. Well, that's good. It's true, though. Honest to good. And I hope you're laughing. Put down whatever you're doing right now. If you're typing, if you're cooking a donut or something, if you're at the grill, if you're in your car, pull the car over to the side of the road here. I'm about to make a revelation to you here on this program. The revelation is, now I'm going to, get ready. The revelation is, even though I've said I'm going to propose to somebody, I don't think I really love anybody. There's been a discussion on this. I don't think that you have to love anybody to propose to them. I think you have to want to do a jail sentence with them, because that's what engagement might be. That's what it's really all about. But no, I'm trying to run through people in my brain and see if I love anybody. Now, there's a lot of people I like. I like a lot of, I like most people who were at the anniversary party here last week. I like them, but love, ooh, no. I don't, there has to be a support group. Heaven knows there's a support group for everything. You know, Alcoholics Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous, and I don't even know what you would call it. Would there be a good title for this? What would you call a group for people who have no emotional connection? Disengagement Anonymous. I would be a part of Disengagement Anonymous. I don't know. Dead. You could call them dead. No, you're not dead. Just because you don't have heavy-duty emotions for anybody, I don't think it makes you dead. I think it makes you indifferent. That's what I am these days. I'm indifferent to most people. See, that's why I'd make a good sociologist, because I'm completely indifferent. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll get the number right one day. Give us a call if you have anything to say. Would love to hear from you. It's always good to hear from you, the listening audience, especially the ones that I like. No, I like anybody who listens to this show. If you listen to this show, I like you. You're immediately on my like list. Oh, and I do want to mention, I got a message. We were wishing the best of luck to one of our longtime listeners and consistent listeners, Thomas Fout, who's going in for some surgery. And I said yesterday when I brought this up that it was little surgery. Apparently, it's a bigger surgery than I thought it was. So, Thomas, I wish you the best. I hope everything goes well, and I want your ears back on this radio station as soon as possible. So we're sending all good thoughts your way. Okay. Well, the person who's talking about dead now, the person was saying they're dead because of this whole topic. Oh, okay. Well, does dead mean good? Is that like laughter? I'm good with laughter. I know it started with laughter. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open here. Okay, I wanted to get one of our ice cream trivia questions in this morning. Let's see if we can get one in here. Well, the first one's pretty much going to be an opinion thing, so I think this will go fast. Here we go. Which flavor of ice cream and frozen novelty is America's number one choice according to the International Dairy Foods Association, the IDFA? All right, that's the question. Which flavor of ice cream and frozen novelty is America's number one choice according to the International Dairy Foods Association, the IDFA? Which is the number one? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 52 and a half minutes past the hour. Here we are, June 17th. The IDFA. I guess the IDFA keeps all that information. Our favorite ice cream. Our favorite flavor of ice cream. Now, there's a lot of flavors of ice cream out there, but does anybody know what is America's number one choice? Read that one more time. Which flavor of ice cream and frozen novelty is America's number one choice according to the International Dairy Foods Association, the IDFA? Which is the favorite? 740-383-9944. And if we get the right answer to this, I'll give you the top five. Here we go. Phone lines are ringing. Go ahead, caller.
Strawberry.
You know, strawberry is my favorite. I have to say that, but it's not strawberry.
Okay. Thank you.
See, I would have went along with strawberry, but apparently strawberry is not the favorite flavor. Now, strawberry on the list actually comes in at number five. Can you believe that? Strawberry's number five. Isn't that a travesty of justice? Maybe that's why McDonald's did away with their strawberry sundae, which I'm still not very happy about. I've got a whole thing about that. Why would you do away with the strawberry sundae? I used to love the strawberry sundae. Okay, the question again. Which flavor of ice cream is America's number one choice according to the International Dairy Foods Association? Go ahead, caller.
How about vanilla?
Vanilla is right. Now, why do you think vanilla is the number one flavor?
I have no idea, but I know that people eat a lot of it.
They do eat a lot.
My favorite's chocolate.
Well, it's the top five bought in the supermarkets are vanilla's number one, chocolate's number two, nut caramel, which is a weird one, I think, is number... And by the way, they pronounce that at McDonald's caramel.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Why they do that, I don't know, but that's a thing. Number four is Neapolitan, and number five is strawberry.
All right.
Well, hey, thank you for giving us the right answer.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
You know, I don't know how Neapolitan got above strawberry, because there is strawberry in Neapolitan. So how did that happen? Yeah, the top five flavors, according to the International Dairy Foods Association, are vanilla, chocolate, nut caramel, Neapolitan, and strawberry. Those are the top five flavors, according to supermarkets. So, if you ever wanted to know, now you know. Okay, maybe we'll get another question here. We've got 4 minutes left to go. Which American ice cream company boasts the slogan, "Ice Cream of the Future"? Does anybody know that? Which American ice cream company has the slogan, "Ice Cream of the Future"? Speaking of Back to the Future, there you go. Does anybody know what American ice cream company has the slogan, "Ice Cream of the Future"? 740-383-9944. Under 4 minutes left to go today in the big program. Remember, Glenn Coble and I will be on today from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and then Glenn will be on from 12 to 1 with It's a Progressive Life. And Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman will be on from 4 to 5 today, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon will be on from 6 until 7. Don't miss any of those programs. Does anybody know the answer to that question? Which American ice cream company has the slogan, "Ice Cream of the Future"? Does anybody know which American ice cream company has the slogan, "Ice Cream of the Future"? 740-383-9944, 57 minutes past the hour. Maybe a lot of people are not eating ice cream in the future, and this is why we don't know the answer to this. But remember, according to our last question, if you just want to dazzle your friends today, the top five flavors, vanilla, chocolate, nut caramel, Neapolitan, and strawberry. Go ahead, caller.
Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots. Now, do you like the Dippin' Dots?
Don't know if I do or not. I don't think I've ever had it.
Did you look that answer up, or did you know them?
No, I looked it up.
Looked it up. You know, these Dippin' Dots are kind of interesting. They're like freeze-dried ice cream. They're okay. They're not too bad.
Yeah.
Sell them all over the place.
I think my niece and her kids had them.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not too bad, though, huh?
No, not too bad at all. They certainly don't taste like ice cream in general, but they're kind of freeze-dried. They're not too bad.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, thanks for calling. That's it. Which ice cream has the slogan, "Ice Cream of the Future"? It is Dippin' Dots. Now, here's something. Dippin' Dots, if you don't know, Dippin' Dots are tiny beads of ice cream, frozen yogurt, sherbet, or flavored ice, which are flash frozen. The innovative confections were created by microbiologist Kurt Jones in 1988. His company was named the number one new franchise by Entrepreneur magazine in 2002. So the creator of Dippin' Dots was a guy named Kurt Jones in 1988. We've only had Dippin' Dots for 32 years? How about that? But they are the ice cream of the future. Now, interestingly enough, they have not taken over ice cream of the present, but maybe that's why they're ice cream of the future. So now you know what's in a Dippin' Dot. Beads of ice cream, frozen yogurt, sherbet, flavored ice, and they're flash frozen. Now, what does it mean to be flash frozen? Isn't that interesting?
I think that's interesting. Guess what? We're going to break. We're coming back with Glenn Coble in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
First broadcast interview here in Marion, Ohio, on a station named after Warren G. Harding, just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where the president is buried, is Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding and Nan Britton. Jim, I can't tell you that you are joining us today, airwaves.
Same here.